we're joined by Owen Moore of TN2 magazine and the Trinity Film Review. Owen, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
Good.
It's great to have you on the show. Owen, today's topic of conversation is other outlets for creative writing. So can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe how you began writing and ultimately how you got involved in student journalism?
Well, I suppose I started writing when I was a kid, really, just generally, like, writing at home, nothing really serious. I kind of got more into it when I was around 15 or 16, when I got involved with Fighting Words, this organization that, you know, allows kids to come in.
Sorry, Owen, could you just say that again? I didn't catch some of that.
Sorry, I started for Fighting Words, the organization in Dublin. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. Keep going.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Fighting Words, I got involved in that organization, which is a place that allows kids to come in and write in kind of a free environment and stuff. And that's where I kind of got started really into creative writing. But then when I went to college, I think, which is a pretty common thing, was that I sort of fell out of it, didn't really keep it up that much. And student journalism was kind of a way to, I suppose, write in a different, but it was less kind of creatively taxing way, I suppose. Like, it was a way to write. Like, in second year, I started getting involved in this, writing film reviews and game reviews and stuff.
Was it something that, I mean, had you considered getting, had you planned to get into it before you entered college, or?
To be honest, like, it was never something that occurred to me. I'd never really seen myself as a journalist in that way, but I'd always liked reading film reviews and reading game reviews, and it just seemed like something that would be an interesting way to combine my interest in those things with writing creatively.
Yeah, definitely. And what kind of area do you write in journalism? What do you cover?
It's mainly arts and culture writing. So I write for currently our Trinity Film Review and TN2, which are two Trinity-based magazines, which essentially are they focus on Trinity Film Reviews, exclusively film reviews and film-related content. So writing articles and features and reviews relating to films. And TN2 is the magazine supplement of Trinity News, and I'm the editor of their games section. So I'll be taking care of games reviews and also articles relating to video games.
Brilliant, great. And I mean, coming from a creative writing background, are there many people involved in the journalist side of things in Trinity? Are there many people from a creative writing background, or are you alone in that respect? Or,
well, I think it's notable that, like, the editing team for TN2 is currently staffed by about 90% English literature students, and I think pretty much anyone studying English literature, like myself, probably got there through loving reading and loving writing. So, yeah, the majority of people would also be writing, for instance, for the literary publications in Trinity. Like, they also have Icarus.
The majority of people would be doing their own writing, I suppose, on the side?
I'd say a lot of people would at least get there. Maybe they're not doing it currently, but I think all of them would be at least somewhat interested in creative writing as well. Like, I think few people start off looking for journalism as, like, the obvious route for creative writing, but yeah. I think it finds a lot of people.
And I suppose, are you, making a career out of writing is extremely difficult, but for you and maybe for others, but, I mean, you can't get into other people's minds, you can only give us your own opinion. But is journalism a way to kind of sustain a career in writing for you, or could it be an end in itself?
Yeah, I would say it's, like, obviously with writing, the big issue is that it's hard to do well financially from writing. And I wouldn't say that journalism is, like, the easy way to do that. I wouldn't say if you want to make money writing, that's the correct way to do it. But there's obviously more open avenues there. Like, there's a way to make a career, there's a way to get regular writing done. So it offers us a more kind of career-focused way. Like, I know a lot of people in journalism who are pursuing internships and are thinking of pursuing this to a, you know, further career level. So yes, I'd say if you're interested in writing and are interested in making a career of it, journalism offers that avenue. And also, if you want to do creative writing on the side, it'd be a way to, I suppose, get yourself out there more, get you more publicity, and perhaps...
Great, yeah, that's a brilliant point, yeah. And is the workload heavy?
It can be. Well, I'm currently editing, as I said, I'm editing TN2, the game section, but I'm also one of the editors for Trinity Film Review. And I've also noticed, whenever our release dates sync up, I remember it was a week there, I was essentially writing 1,000-word article for TN2 Games and another 1,800-word one for Trinity Film Review within the same week. So it can stack up on you. But for me anyway, it's been a lot of work sometimes. It's been really great to have that challenge there to give me set deadlines of things I need to write. It kind of makes me approach those situations. It's nice to have those challenges there to face. I think they make I think in doing that, it makes you a much better writer to have those things to overcome.
Yeah, deadlines get a bad rap, but like, I mean, sure, if we didn't deadlines, we wouldn't get out of bed in the morning sometimes, yeah.
That's maybe perhaps why I prefer a journalistic path to a pure creative writing. If it's just yourself writing, all you have to look up to is your own kind of deadlines, your own kind, what you want to write, which can be a bit, I suppose, terrifying in a way, because it's so open. But with journalism, you have, okay, so you've got 1 week to research this, another week to write it, and that's it. So it's kind of a bit more focused that way.
Yeah, but does your own output suffer? I mean, are you doing any writing yourself at the moment?
Admittedly, no, not that much. I'm not sure if... But I wouldn't say it suffered. I mean, I only got involved in writing, creative writing, last year in my second year of college. But over the first year, I think I was kind of a bit too unfocused. I had pretty much as much writing in the first year as second year, but also in second year I was writing a lot for journalistic sources. I don't know, I mean, if you personally think you're already bogged down with enough creative writing that you wouldn't have time for a journalistic thing, then you're probably good enough just doing that. But if you're kind of a bit unfocused, I think it's a perfect thing to try out.
Yeah, and would there be kind of a bit of crack in the office, or do you know of other guys who are writing within student journalism? I mean, is it a common kind of haunt for creative writers?
In a lot of ways, the student publications are kind of like a student society. I mean, it's up to you how deep you want to get into that. But I know a lot of people who are very much like their social activities and stuff are done a lot through the magazines they work for, especially like the head editors tend to kind of like live almost halfway through the magazines. So I mean, it's up to you, really. I mean, I know people who I only know occasionally by them sending me articles and me forwarding them on, and other people I know, well, like my deputy editor and stuff, like will like interact with each other a lot more. So it really depends on the person. Like, it's sort of similar to a society. It's how much of a social thing you want to make it for yourself. That's how social it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And what form did you write in when you were writing, or if you indeed wish to write in the future? Would you be prose, or...?
I would mainly write prose with some drama and script work on the side, but yeah, those would be the two things. I was never into poetry.
I'll don't knock it till you try it, I suppose, but I'm just thinking in terms of styles, stylistically, I mean...
Yeah, it's interesting.
Would journalism inhibit you, or...?
Yeah, prose, and I suppose, yeah, stylistically, it's interesting, actually, first approaching journalism, because, especially, well, it differs from magazine to magazine, but, for instance, TN2 have a very somewhat rigid style guide, but the idea is that kind of create a magazine voice. You have to, like, write in a certain way to fit that. And initially, if you're coming from a more creative background, that can seem suffocating, and admittedly, for the first few things I wrote, I remember kind of being resentful, seeing all the comments about how this didn't quite fit in the style guide. That was my initial reaction. But I think eventually, after like writing in for a while, it can be almost a new creative like opportunity to try and like try out a style that isn't your natural voice, but is something that you can get better at and learn to like refine. I mean, it's sort of like speaking of poetry, it's sort of like the form of poetry in a way. Like, it's something that limits you, like, by, you know, constricting you to writing a certain way, but in the same way, that offers you new things to explore within that, and can often, you know, lead to producing very interesting stuff. So while journalism is restricting, it's restricting in, I think, a beneficial way sometimes.
Okay, yeah, that's... Yeah, I get your point. It's, it can be empowering as to what you do within the confined space of... Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely.
And is TN2 magazine and the Trinity Film Review, are they online, or are they just published as physical?
Well, they're published. Actually, Trinity, TN2 just got published a couple of days ago. You can pick them up in Trinity College for free. There's copies lying around everywhere. But yeah, they also have their own websites. TN2 is on tn2magazine.ie, and Trinity Film Review is on trinityfilmreview.squarespace.com. But yeah, both of them are online as well.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks very much for that. And last of all, can we find any examples of some of your creative work anywhere?
Oh, my creative work? Well, there was a stamp I wrote a while back, which I think is then out of circulation now, but you might have heard of that. Apart from that, no, I'm not really that visible creatively. It's mainly, if you go to those websites, that's the majority of the stuff you can find by me there.
Okay, we'll definitely keep an eye out for you in the future.
Sure.
All right. Okay, thanks for coming on, Owen.
Great, thanks for having
Cheers,
me on.
Best of luck, man. Good luck.
Bye.
That was Owen Moore of TN2 and the Trinity Film Review joining us to talk about how journalism can often be a great avenue for someone who's suffering probably a bit of writer's block, like the show itself, hence the name, and so on and so on.